following podcast is a part of RadioMisfits.com. And now it's time for the Mr. Nelson Show. Welcome to yet another episode of the Mr. Nelson Show. I think this one is episode 510. I could be wrong, maybe 509. Somewhere in that neck of the woods. Anyway, for this episode, I finally have a guest again. Can you guess who it is?
Ah.
Yes, it's Pat Dixon. Welcome back, Pat.
You could have me anytime. I couldn't be more available.
Thank God you hear that. Pat's available. Well, Pat, someone else was very available, a little too much, this teacher here in Louisiana. And so with Pat here, you know, Pat's known for the New York City Crime Report, which inspired my doing the Bayou Crime Report that I've done with my Red Neckerton character. But we're not going to have Red tonight. We're just going to have me and Pat, and we're going to go over some Louisiana crimes.
Oh, boy.
I thought that would be fun.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, me too. Let's see here. I'm working The Thing.
You ever see The Thing?
Yes, I did. I saw both of them. I saw even the prequel.
Both of those things?
Yes.
Now you're talking about the prequel, and you saw the original and the remake?
Yeah, the original Howard Hawks and the Kurt Russell one.
I want to see that Kurt Russell one again. I would fully appreciate it when I saw it before, but all the film, like, you know, review shit of it that you see coming out over the years is really good.
Yeah. 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 It was really good. The prequel, they did a lot of these remakes of John Carpenter's films. They're all shit, but that one for The Thing, it's a prequel. It's rather repetitive of the original. So it's really not all that great.
But not all that bad either.
It's not all that bad. It's one of the best of the remakes of John Carpenter films. So, you know, it's interesting. But the original that he did for The Thing is a classic. Probably his best film.
What was the prequel called? It was called The Thing Before The Thing?
It should have been. But they just called it The Thing. So, you know, I'll give them that. They didn't actually just remake the original film like the other ones did. But yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Can you see what I'm showing you?
It looks like a Louisiana teacher is accused of giving birth to an underage student's baby.
That's right. Here she is. So what do? Throw the book at her?
Looks like somebody already threw it.
So, yeah, some of these, you know, the school teacher sex scandals, you're like, well, look how she looks like a Playboy model. This one, not the case. No.
She's a Louisiana 8 and you know it.
Yeah. Now, yeah, yeah, you put yourself in that position and the school teacher wants to, you know, give you a handy. You let her give you the handy.
A handy, a footy, a mouthy. You know, you're really willing to go for anything. You know, yeah. Yes, give me a fat rolly if you need to.
So, deputies announced the arrest of 33-year-old middle school teacher this week who stands accused of raping a 17-year-old. There it is. Their office learned. I've never heard of this parish, even though I am a Louisianian. The Tangi Poa Parish.
Is that how it's pronounced? Isn't it?
Probably not.
Louisianian?
Well, I think it's
Louisianian.
It's probably an Indian tribal name. We got a lot of those, even the one I'm in.
Lil Ranger.
Yeah. Tangi Poa. I like the way that sounds. That's what I'm going to say. Tangi Poa Parish School System teacher Morgan Freshy. Or Fresh. She was Fresh.
Morgan Fresh.
She doesn't look so fresh.
But, no, she doesn't. The photo's not helping either. It's not exactly a glamour shot when you get your...
Well, that's true. It's a mug shot.
I guess that fucking, you know, she doesn't really pop all that well against that cinder block wall.
So she allegedly gave birth to the teenage student's child. She has since resigned. The sheriff says, while we cannot share specific details regarding the investigation, we can confirm that the allegations were dealt with promptly. Well, not promptly enough. She's had a baby, so. And the investigation process has been rigorous and thorough. This type of investigation is time-consuming. Yes, 2 years' worth. Mm-hmm. And is being handled with great care. Under no circumstances will we be rushed for closure.
So this can go on for a long time.
Get off my back.
Look here, we take our sweet time down here.
Yeah, right.
We take our time. We do it right. We do it, you measure twice, cut once. And we get what are they? They can't intervene in the pregnancy, though. I mean, you know, they can't be. Like,
I know. We've ordered her to abort that. It's an abomination.
The abortion is too, but
this time. I don't know. It might be illegal here by now.
Hey,
I haven't kept up.
If it was, she might have fucking wrapped that rascal before she sat on it, you know?
Yeah, I guess
a woman raping it. A guy, you know, raping a teenage boy is like, it really is. They say you can't get a dick hard unless you're like fucking into it, right? You know,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's not always the case.
Yeah.
And especially you're dealing with underage. Now, he's 17. All right, but still.
That means anytime you get a boner, some lady can just come up and fuck you and there's not a damn thing you can do about it.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, you had a boner. That's an invitation.
Yeah, I guess it's consensual. My dick was hard in the morning, so even though I was asleep, you could suck on it.
You know he wanted it. So the sheriff's office issued several warrants for her arrest and alleged sexual misconduct. She faces one count of third degree rape, which is kind of like. It accidentally happened, you know?
Lee chars the body. The skin is black. It's pretty heavy for her, right?
Man, that friction was rough.
Jeez. Which, you know, we don't know what the kid looked like beforehand.
That's true.
Yeah. Might have been just brown.
I don't know. That's another thing to consider here. Four counts of felony carnal knowledge of a juvenile. So four. Man, how many positions did they do?
Every time there was a thrust, that was another count.
Only he, four?
Yeah, he's 17, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Pretty exciting for him to get some poon.
Oh, yeah.
From an authority figure.
Definitely. And only one count of oral sexual battery. That seems unlikely, but...
Sexual battery orally. It was so hard.
Whether she used her teeth, I mean, that would be terrible.
Yeah. Now stop battering my penis with your mouth.
So the victim's family believes the LaRanger, Lone Ranger High School.
Lone Ranger High.
Hi-yo, Sally. Tangi Papoa school system knew of the misconduct before it was reported. Yes.
Have you tried the Tangi Papoa at that one Hawaiian place?
Well, remember, I'm diabetic. I can't. All right, of course. Anymore, damn it.
Bad.
So they all knew about it. They were there with their phones.
Is that Tangi Papoa? Is it spicy? No, sweet.
Yeah, no. Oh, well, then I can't have that. Yeah. So the school says, hey, we just learned of this arrest from teacher Morgan Fresh.
They're like, although, huh? What happened?
Yeah, remember all that noise from the classroom? That was them.
Wow, we were wondering. She's had a whole fucking several classes, I guess, since. I mean, like, you'd think they'd let them know she's under investigation.
Yeah. I mean, they had 2 years.
This kid's on to another life now. This victim has picked up the pieces and moved on.
Yeah.
It's brave of him. Isn't it brave of him to come forward?
We did this. We did that. I got her on all fours.
I fucked her.
And then she came back for more. Yeah. Although personnel and student matters are confidential and the specifics of such matters may not be discussed, student safety and the proper conduct of school district employees are a priority.
Well, that's thank you, nice. Tangy Papoa.
Also, student safety. So, obviously the problem here is they didn't use a condom. So, if only you had done that, you'd be in a better position.
Rape is always unsafe. I've dragged uglier women than that out of the bar before, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look. I wouldn't say no.
She's probably much younger than she looks, too. I get the feeling she's had sort of a, I don't know, hard couple of years, perhaps, or something.
Yeah, she's still in her 20s, I'm guessing.
Oh, really?
Yes, I've seen that.
I was thinking 25. I mean, I was thinking 35, rather.
35?
I was thinking 35, but she looks 50, you know, or 48.
Yeah.
Oof.
She's, she's
a lady.
So our next story, this one. I did a video on it. I'll put it on my locals, but anyway, this is a story that I felt needed Pat's commentary. Parents of emaciated woman found melted into couch plead no contest to manslaughter. And here's the couch, Pat.
What did they do? They shoot her with a fucking melt ray?
No, they just left her on that couch for 16 years.
You keep sitting on that couch, you're going to melt into that damn thing.
She didn't listen.
Well, I still don't see her if you're showing her.
Still
seeing the teacher.
Oh, wait. Okay, I got to stop sharing.
Yeah. I can't wait to see this couch that this lady is fucking melded into. The human body can take a lot of sitting, trust me, I know, but I guess there's a limit, and that's why this happens. God wants us to know you have to stand up eventually. Oh shit,
yes, I'm sorry. I should have prepared you better. High school picture.
Voted most likely to. Her hobbies are camping. Look at that.
And relaxing on the sofa.
Oh, my God. So are you telling me that's the person?
Yes. That's where she was.
That's where she was.
Yeah.
Wow. And,
that's the excrement still there.
Excrement. She would. Oh, my God. How much of this 16 years was she alive for?
All 16.
No way.
I mean, she was 36 when she died.
Wait. Oh, fuck. Wait.
Yeah.
Details, please.
Yes. All right. Let's get to this story.
My God.
A married couple pleaded no contest. Well, all right. After their 36-year-old daughter was found melted into their couch, deceased, and covered in feces. That's poo-poo, Pat. Sheila and Clay Fletcher entered the plea in connection with the daughter, Lacey Fletcher's, death. They were originally charged with second-degree murder, but the charges were dismissed and later reinstated. What the hell?
They can't make up their mind.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she's still dead, yes.
Stop issuing a statement every time you come to a decision here.
Yeah.
Well, on the other hand.
So Lacey Fletcher died on January 3rd, 2022, and reportedly weighed only 96 pounds. The East Feliciana parish, I don't know that one either. Coroner Dr. Ewell Beckham said Lacey Fletcher had been melted into a couch. So I see when you sit there too long, it's like your flesh will grow into the fibers of the sofa.
Yeah, really melded, I think, is probably what was said. And then they,
right,
you know, somebody mistook it for melted, or somebody said melted when they meant melded. And
yeah, she merged and became one with the sofa.
Yes, she's, you know, she couldn't get up at that point because, you know,
right,
she's a couch. She's part couch.
Was the couch. We named the couch Lacey.
I hope she mentioned in our dating profile, you know, that she was melded to a couch covered with feces. had not moved for years.
Yes, likely she hadn't moved for years. She reportedly had feces and bugs all over her body. Pickham described the couch as a latrine. And he wasn't wrong, see? Yeah, yeah. So there's the lovely parents.
He described the couch as a latrine.
Well,
have a seat on the latrine. I'll get you a beverage.
So, boy, look at the smug look on Mama here. Really? Really? You're locking me up for that?
Look, I told her to get up. Well, I mean, like, really, what? Why would this girl, you know, just keep sitting there shitting herself?
Well, I think something was wrong with her, Pat.
Yeah.
Here's Daddy. I just did what Mama said.
What could it be, though? What do you get?
Well, let's see here.
Do you have COVID? What the fuck? I mean, what?
Lacey suffered from at least a decade of medical neglect, calling it the worst form of medical neglect I've ever seen. I believe him, Pat. He ruled her death a homicide and said starvation played a major role. Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, at least that way there was less poop.
See, it wasn't that bad. Lacey lived with autism and was nonverbal. There we go. So she had the autism. She had not seen a doctor in about 20 years. Well, that could be a problem.
Once they got that diagnosis, they're just like, fuck it, sit on the couch.
Yeah. The parents' attorney said they loved her to death. Well, they sure did. Yeah.
It's a bizarre form of love that resembles neglect.
You might want to consider another attorney.
Loving neglect.
I loved you to death.
Yeah, that's a good point there. Yeah.
I can't argue with it. Maybe on the love part.
they loved her to death. Now, listen here. They loved her so much and kill her. You know,
yeah, I know. Come on. Can you claim you have that much love in you?
To love her to death?
So they loved her to death. And that is the true statement of what the Fletchers are. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Attorney.
Sure, it certainly is. They love their little latrina.
The things that happened to Lacey are horrible in the way it worked out. But they cared for her daily.
It didn't work out in the best way. And they know that. They know that. Trying to put some Louisiana on it, you know.
Yeah,
they know that.
In the corner, said, what happened to Lacey should never happen again. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, that's really should never happen again. That woman looks like she's having any more kids soon.
I did read up that the New York Post did have a story on this, and it went into more detail about her. I don't think she was always nonverbal. She kind of had mental problems developing late in high school years and then ended up staying in that room. And they went to a doctor and explained to the doctor about the situation. And he said, well, she needs medical attention. She's going to need to be brought to the hospital. And then he never saw them again. They just, I mean, you have a doctor telling you, and then 16 years later, oh, she died? Oh.
Well,
shitting on herself.
Doctor was a bit of an alarmist. 16 years later, I mean,
at least get a second opinion.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we got to get this couch on wheels or something, roll it in there. My God. It's like, you know, look, these things are, you know, that couch is really heavy with her on it. You do house calls.
How's that supposed to move that?
Is the patient
all the covered neighbors would see?
Is she covered with feces? Because if so, no. I don't do feces covered house calls. Like, let me take your temperature. Ugh.
Yes. And there were neighbors saying, oh, I had no idea. I mean, I've been to their house several times. I'm like, how did you not smell that?
Yeah.
I had dinner at their house.
Everybody's house kind of smells like shit around here, you know.
Well, they're next door to the sewage plant.
Well, somebody didn't wipe their feet or something, I figured, you know.
So
damn. I mean, what a miserable life, though, you know, to just sit there on the couch that long. You know, I mean, I've done
nothing about it
here and there, but you know, I'd get up and go. I mean, there's been times, you know, how you wake up and you're like, I don't feel like getting up and taking care of this bathroom responsibility that I have right now. Right. There's no way around it. You know, you weigh it. You're like, is this something I can go back to sleep on?
No. It's a good point to bring up, Pat. And that's why I want to take a moment to mention our sponsor, Depends Undergarments. You just don't feel like getting up. So anyway,
did you shave yourself? Depends.
You can wash it off later.
I mean, there wasn't a hose in this household, or what? I mean,
it doesn't look like it. I mean, just from that brief image, everywhere else looks okay. It's just the sofa.
Yeah, we don't want her shitting up the whole house.
That's right. So you know, they managed a little bit there.
And they never beat her, it doesn't sound like.
No, it just sounds like she died because, well, she sat in that sofa for 16 years.
Well, to be honest, it was hard leaving her in the couch for 16 years. You know, especially at first, but after the first 6-7 years, she stopped crying. Screaming. Once she quieted down. Now, if you ignore them long enough, they'll quiet down.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And one day we said, it's too quiet back there.
We might want to check that out. Well, didn't you smell the? No, it always stunk.
Yeah, she hasn't smelled good since the first month.
Hey, that don't smell like shit. That smells like roadkill.
Oh, hell, she died.
Oh, damn it. Oh.
I'll be damned. Look at the flies in here.
Oh, shit. You know, the funeral's going to cost an arm and a leg.
It's not all that unusual in some parishes, you know, where they have to open a window to let the flies out.
Yes.
They don't worry about letting bugs in. You know, let some of them escape.
Yeah. Holy shit. Man, you wouldn't believe the amount of baking soda we went through.
I tell you what. We put on a pot of coffee, cover the smell. We fried up bacon, pine saw, everything.
Yeah.
Well, you cannot kill that smell, but you can kill that poor young retard girl. God, that is such a fucking. I mean, like even
I'd be one of the.
That's worst. A gruesome, long, slow, fucking weird.
And how? Do you not do anything? You know, it's like you're going to have to put her in an institution, what have you. You can't just let her sit there for 16 years shitting on herself.
No kid of mine's going to an institution.
What is that? I'd have to seek out an update on this one.
They must have just passed, you know, they crossed the Rubicon at some point without knowing it on, like, how fucked up can it get before there's, you take her to an institution, there's going to be criminal charges, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that they, once they pass that, they're like, well, fuck it. Let's just ride it out, I guess. You know, another. I mean,
look, I'll give you a couple of weeks after the doctor told you what to do. Maybe, but not 16 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a procrastination thing. Her parents are mentally ill.
Yeah. There's something going on with those two.
No question. They're mentally ill and, you know, they just this. It's one of those things you hate to see it happen in your state, you know.
Well, at least I wasn't a neighbor. So meanwhile, in good old New Orleans, here's a case that it's a bit old, but I do recall this happening. So three teens pled guilty to killing New Orleans woman during carjacking that dismembered her.
I see. That's a weirdly phrased headline. It sounds like the carjacking dismembered her.
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
So, of course, they pled guilty to the carjacking of a 73-year-old woman and dragging her more than a block with her arm stuck in the vehicle while a fourth still faces trial. Okay. So 17-year-old Brenia Baker, 16-year-old Linra Theophil, and 16-year-old Markel Curtis.
That's Theophile.
Theophile.
Lanira Theophile.
Lanira Theophile.
Jesus Christ.
So they're guilty, blah, blah, blah. But she got, yeah, that was the deal. She got stuck in that car door while they took off. I think, like, she still had her purse or something. I can't remember exactly. Maybe it was the seatbelt or anyway, and they just kept going. And it ripped her arm off and all kinds of shit. It was pretty gruesome. So they were all sentenced to 20 years in prison. The victim, oh damn, I'm missing on her name, Linda Fricky. So Fricky's sister, yeah. Look, the name is what it is.
What do you think of Linda? Is she a little Fricky?
Yeah. Well, so her sister.
They changed it when they came to this country, you know, because it was vulgar in the old form. It was fuck.
Fuck. Yeah, you gotta have to change that. Why? Freaky. What? So there's a fourth suspect pled not guilty to second degree murder. His trial, okay, whatever. But there's the story. The New Orleans police were called to 300 block of North Scott Street regarding a carjacking and found Fricky on the ground, unresponsive,
without a head.
No.
Oh,
and her arm was detached from her body. She was pronounced dead at the scene, which explains her lack of response.
So dismembered is just any fucking body part.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, you were expecting her to have parts all over the place.
I just thought it was her head. I thought dismembered meant your head, but I guess.
No, it's any limb, what have you. Yeah.
And so what was the arm? Was it still holding on to the wheel?
I guess they dragged on from the car and fell off as they left.
They drove a little ways and threw it out.
Oh, shit.
Bitch's arm in here.
Police determined the 14's carjacked Fricky, which caused her to be thrown from her vehicle during the commission of the offense. Then the suspects fled the scene.
Police determined the 14's carjacked her, which caused her to be thrown from the vehicle during the commission of the offense.
Yeah.
The carjacking caused her to be thrown. Well, that's just a funny way of saying that.
She was there. That's what I remembered. She was tangled in her seatbelt, which caused her arm to be severed from her body and dragged.
Well, I guess there's limits to the kind of safety that those things provide.
Sometimes it does backfire.
That's a safety device.
All four suspects were charged as adults. Wow. Well, this is Louisiana, Pat.
Yeah, there you go. One of them's eight.
What were their ages? They're teenagers. 16. Yeah, that's 16, 17. Fuck you. You can go.
Yeah.
So Honore is still, this is an old report, so maybe he already has been tried, but he faces the possible life with the possibility of parole after 25 years, which that's not good enough. I don't think he should get out.
That's only a fourth of the punishment. What did the other ones get?
They're doing 20.
He does the extra five because they had to go to trial.
Because the sister's upset. For them to plead guilty and say they want to do the 20 years is a relief to us. I thought she was upset about it. Well, but yeah, 20 years. I mean, you brutally murdered this woman. So there you go.
Really, they just drove off in a stolen car.
Yeah, they made it. Yeah, but they were a bit irresponsible.
They were irresponsible carjackers. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess technically they could have said, hey, can't we get some manslaughter out of this?
Guys, I want to steal this lady's car, but we have to do it smart and be responsible.
I mean,
we don't want her arm getting ripped off because that's going to cost us.
Yeah.
If her arm hadn't gotten ripped off, they had all gotten 15. Right or less. I mean, really,
much less for just carjacking and assault. That and plus they're babies. You know,
does it say what kind of car it is?
It said a Nissan, but it seemed the way it was written, it made it sound like they got into another vehicle after that.
Just to take it down the road a piece.
Yeah, they're stupid. So yeah, that was what it was for, a Nissan.
Yeah. So she was thrown from the car, her arm wasn't.
Right. I guess it's still in the seatbelt. They're like, oh shit.
Yeah, it's funny, man. There's guys who fucking go off to war, you know, and they're off do terms, multiple terms or whatever, you know, of duty and years out in the battlefield or some shit, you know. This lady's trying to, you know, drive up to Publix or some shit like that, you know, and gets her arm ripped off.
But that's a fun time in New Orleans. That's the type of activities the kids are into these days.
Not these couch potatoes like in Takawani, Tangipoa, wherever the fuck it was.
She sat on her ass. What did she ever do? Nothing except poo.
She got these kids. Both arms the whole time.
What a waste. Oh boy, rectum peace. So let's see. Oh yeah, I still got to do the thing. So we got this other story, a final story from my home state of Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And man, I hate the way it lists things here. Mm. But it involves I guess witchcraft. You know, do I have to go to it, I guess?
Witchcraft. That cuckoo witchcraft.
Yeah, they're Satanists, like the old-fashioned kind, not these new age people.
They go to hell the old-fashioned way. They burn it.
Okay. Here we have woman, husbands, and uncle practicing witchcraft, Satanism, and Vikingism, which never heard of, arrested over horrific accusations.
Yeah, they're trying to sell Vikingism as like this white supremacist meld of like, the Norse Vikingism.
Yes, they want to get back to their Viking roots.
Well, it's
go ahead.
I noticed that husbands is in quotes.
Yes. They identified as husbands, but I don't think there was any official arrangement there.
Okay.
So a Louisiana woman, her husband's
in quotes.
And so maybe one of them is the actual husband. The other one, you know, probably the husband's the cuck.
And it's probably illegal to marry more than one of them. So
yeah. Yeah.
Three husbands. It says.
Yeah.
Woman and her three husbands. Look, can we see the woman?
I believe that's her. Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Of course she has three husbands. I mean, every woman who doesn't look like that is going, this woman gets three husbands. Every unmarried one, you know,
and she's like, still vicious.
Me? Look at this fucking chick.
I'm guessing this guy's the uncle.
Yeah.
He looks to be of age.
He looks like he's into the Vikingism more than the others too.
Yeah. I know the other two are really pretty lazy about it, but him,
he had to be disarmed for the lightning bolt he was holding in his arm, in his hand.
Yeah. I guess he had the hammer. So anyway, and her husband and her uncle all been arrested after some pretty graphic accusations with the alleged victim, Hannah Frisbee. The names.
It says the graphic accusations, alleged victim says they were invited into the woman's polyamorous relationship. So she's still trying to get more.
Yes. Yes. So she wanted to bring another woman into this, and the woman agreed to it. So
like, I'm tired of fucking all three of these motherfuckers.
I need another hole in here.
Three more holes.
Yeah. Yeah. Six holes for three men. That
was a great movie.
Okay.
Based on the old musical.
There are six holes for three men. Well, while two of her three husbands and her uncle have been charged with, all right, let me just get to the nitty gritty.
Charged with aggravated battery. First degree rape.
First degree? Good Lord. That means the real deal. That's even an accident.
Just a little bit of steam. Oh, wait. Yeah.
And the third man had not been charged in order to. Okay, here we go. We're getting to the story. The victim claimed they were also told to denounce Christianity, as Frisbee was a Wicca who practiced witchcraft. Caleb was a Satanist, and James subscribed to Vikingism.
Isn't that nice, though? They could all get along despite their different religions.
Exactly. It was quite the community there.
No conflict between them. They weren't trying to stake out territory. They weren't arguing about a strip of land. It's just like, I'm a witch, and you're a Viking. It's cool. It's cool. A Vikingist, I guess.
A witch, a Satanist, and a Viking. You know? A
Vikingist.
Yeah, Vikingist. I practice Vikingism.
Yeah, the victim. Yeah, it's a victim.
The victim, who reportedly had both autism and ADHD. Whew. Yeah, that's, at least you didn't end up in a sofa. Turning into a man, that kind of thing. Oh. Yeah.
She's so stupid, she could barely pay attention to how stupid she was. I mean, you have very little to think about. Oh, my God. The victim, I want to see, you know. I guarantee she's not prettier and thinner than, you know, the fatty lip ring up there, you know,
than the safety ruling pin Sally. Mother Superior here.
Yeah. She's somehow uglier than that. I mean, do you see a strong family resemblance between not the uncle, but those two guys?
Those two guys look like.
And they look like her too, kind of.
I know. It's just like they all. You married your brothers?
you can see that family imprint on there. It just, you guys lived real close together, I bet. You know,
yeah, we all grew up in the trailer park.
Well, you know, I'm a Viking. You know what I mean?
I love my sister woman.
Which one do you think is the Satanist?
Let's see here.
Pretty much a toss-up.
Probably him.
Yeah, she's a witch.
Yeah,
I know. So, I've had sex with a couple of Wiccan girls before.
Oh yeah.
And if you're having sex with one, you can definitely have sex with two. They don't give a shit.
No, they don't.
They're all about pleasure.
She told authorities they were punished after self-harming a couple weeks into the relationship and was forced to sit in scalding hot water while scrubbing themselves with bleach-covered brushes in front of everyone. To read their buddy of evil spirits.
You would welcome the evil spirit.
I thought you would want the evil spirit. You got a Satanist in there.
You want to get out of the evil spirit? I mean, read the label on your Clorox, too. I don't think that it necessarily gets rid of evil spirits. I don't think that it's...
I've never heard of that.
So. It gets rid of germs, maybe. Yeah. You know, whitens your clothes.
So, you
know. They were punished after self-harming. Like they're like, I've had it, but I'm ready to like kill myself. I'm like, oh, really? Stop killing yourself. I'll give you something to kill yourself about.
You're going to learn your lesson. The abusive behavior allegedly intensified from there, with the victim claiming Frisbee.
It intensified from sitting in scalding water and scouring themselves with bleach-covered brushes. Wow.
Bleach brushing.
That's pretty intense.
With the victim claiming Frisbee also presented them with a puppy as a sacrifice to the gods while holding a knife to the dog's chest. It's unclear at this time where the dog was actually killed. We still don't know. The puppy survived.
It's still unclear. Trust me, we want to charge him with animal abuse.
This autistic girl was raped and tortured, but man, what about the puppy?
That's unclear.
Frisbee also allegedly abused and sexually assaulted the victim if she didn't have sex with the husband. If you don't let them rape you, I'll rape you. And I'll rape you again.
You're having sex with someone. Yeah.
With the victim claiming they were, she must identify as they, them. Yeah.
Autism. So. And everything. So. I think it's just keeping it neutral.
They were told they were nothing more than a slave who needed to help them reproduce to move. Well, okay, forget about they. This is a woman. Move up ranks. Frisbee's uncle, Tommy Allen, bottom right. See, we got it right. Also allegedly abused the victim. He, too, was arrested and charged with aggravated battery.
Yeah, why should he get left out of it? You know, I mean, they all had a piece.
Hey, share and share alike. Authorities became aware of the situation when the victim's sister visited the home and was asked, how is Freddie? by their sibling. The question was apparently a safe phrase used to alert the sister they were in trouble. So this is not our first rodeo. The victim then wrote a message in a notebook reading, "Help me. They won't let me leave. They beat me every day like a slave." Well, that's the least of what they do. So anyway, she managed to get out with the help of her sister.
Oh, well, her sister shows up and says, "How's Freddie?" And that's a safe word somehow?
Yeah, that was a safe phrase. I think the victim said, "How's Freddie?" And then that was her, "Something's wrong." And then she handed her, slipped her a note, and then she read it. And, oh, my God.
Like, why do we need to have the phrase before she slipped her the note?
Yeah. I don't know.
How's Freddie?
Oh, my God. Is that why you smell like bleach?
How was it? And how did they prearrange that? But she doesn't know she's going to be. Listen, if I go in there and they keep me and start raping me and make me bathe with bleach and shit like that, whatever it is, to do, then if I say, "How's Freddie?"
I've had enough.
Like, you'd think that you'd be able to see the fucking, you know, intense damage to her skin and stuff like that.
I know. They were boiling her and shit.
Wow.
Yeah, there is the bit where she agreed to be a part of their polyamorous relationship, you know, but she didn't count on the bleach and boiling water and beatings, yeah. You know.
So, it's more boily amorous.
And then the confusion of evil spirits and everything. I thought you guys would be into that. Yeah, but anyway, there you go.
Did you see that story there? That looks like an interesting one if you're down for one more.
Let's see.
Yeah, that one right there.
This right here?
Yeah, the makeshift cage story.
Okay. Parents who kept kids in makeshift cage acted as if it was totally normal.
And this looks like it was late last year, but well, look at her. You know,
yeah, 2023.
Kid in cage.
Yeah.
Golden cage.
Whatever she says.
With chicken.
It worked for chicken.
Kid like for chicken. Children like chicken.
Let's see. A pair of scientists who work full time at the University of Florida have been locked up behind bars.
And scientists.
So they were doing experiments. See?
Trust the science.
Okay. Dustin Huff, 35, and Yuri Z, 31, have been charged with aggravated child abuse. The shocking discovery came after one of the two children, a 16-year-old boy, told his teacher he didn't want to go home from school because he would be locked in a cage his father built.
And they're like, "Oh, God, don't be silly."
Yeah, shut up. After the teacher contacted the Department of Children and Families, a social worker and an officer from the Gainesville Police Department visited the home where the parents allegedly fessed up immediately and said it had been going on for about a year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, here's the cage, see?
Yeah, kid's got a tin cup in there. I told you not to let me go home.
I'm not used to walking in and seeing a cage where children are kept at night. Of course, went home alone. Police Sergeant John Pandak said,
I hadn't seen that before. Shit,
I ain't never seen him in a cage. Now, in Louisiana, I heard tell see him rotting on a sofa, but
I see him on a couch, not a cage.
She wasn't locked up, that's for sure. They were quite open about it. The impression from my understanding, speaking to the detective and for patrol officers, it was to them a normal thing, as if it was okay.
Maybe they thought that would work. You know, they thought that would be an effective, like, oh, okay, that's just what you do. Well, that's a little weird, but okay.
Yeah, you got to show them who's boss. Put them in a cage.
Look, it's just a form of discipline we have that we insist on. Even if they haven't done anything, it's just, standard discipline. Like doing your chores. Go to your cage.
That's my wife's culture. That's how she learned. And who are you to judge? You
know? Yeah.
The older child, the parents report, said he was locked in a wooden cage while Z worked because he had ADHD. Boy, that shows up again. And was disobedient. Adding that his behavior made it hard for them to find childcare.
I bet it did. I bet it did.
So get a cage. It's cheaper.
Yeah. You know something? When you think about it, a playpen is really nothing but a cage that you put a kid in before, when they're not before walking and shit.
Right. So they can't get out of it. Because otherwise they'll wander off into God knows what. Yeah.
And so if you have a kid who basically does that still.
Exactly.
You know, a playpen.
Yeah, just a lid on it.
Just a lid.
You know,
it's that fourth wall that makes a difference, isn't it?
I'm afraid so.
That ceiling, I mean, you know.
Yeah, that he can't get out of it despite, I guess he's, what, high school age or something?
But those little babies can't get out of it?
No.
Any more than that guy can get out of it.
I guess the difference is the baby is not aware of this, whereas this kid.
What do you mean they're not aware of it? You ever seen a kid once out of a playpen? Yeah. They'll make you aware.
That's how the kid learns. I'm in prison.
I mean, you know, it's you can confine a kid up until what age? Where do we draw the line? It's like age of consent, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
The age of cage. The cage of consent.
The cage. I think we have our title.
Cage of consent.
The boy's younger 2-year-old brother allegedly had a pen of his own inside his parents' closet. Jeez, they really kept him out of sight.
Damn.
Yeah.
Not only inside a cage, but in a closet.
Yeah, just.
It's hard to really know where to put the cage, I guess.
I suppose so.
I'm sure it was a walk-in closet. You know, that was his room.
Probably his mom's closet with all her shoes.
And you got to go in there and look at that every day when you're getting your clothes out.
Oh,
are you right. Still here?
In the cage. Shit, I forgot all about that. Well, out of sight, out of mind.
Did you feed the put a new? Golly, man, how old were these kids? Oh, that 2-year-old.
This one was 2 years old.
He's 2, and they're still making that out to be bad.
Yeah,
I would think that 2, you could still, you know.
Oh, 6. Okay, the other boy is 6 years old. I thought he was high school age, so but 6. Still, he's 6.
I mean, it's probably, look, it's not recommended practices or anything, but.
Right.
Eh.
But you're still kind of playpen thing here, especially for the 2-year-old.
It said he's kept on a mattress under an overturned crib.
Which had metal springs and wires hanging from it.
I've had days where I might as well be fucking stored like that, you know.
What's the mother saying? They positioned it that way to prevent him from climbing out of it at night. Jeez, they kept him in there all night.
See, smart.
Yeah, she thought ahead.
Well, so he's mostly, when he's sleeping, he fucking obviously will get up and run around and fuck shit up and like hurt himself. And they're like, we got to do something. You know, I don't really know.
I don't know either. I mean, an argument can be made that these parents were more careful and proactive than the parents of the girl who rotted in the sofa.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, so
hands
good.
Down, they win, you know.
Yeah. I mean, these kids are going to school.
Yeah.
One of them. And the other one just fucking lives in a closet.
Yeah.
It's a pretty weird upbringing, but.
Eventually, they'll let him out of the closet.
Are they both like super disobedient or.
Well, all it says is ADHD, which could be just, they're boys, you know. I don't know if they actually have any kind of mental condition or not.
Oh, there's no autism. It's just.
Yeah, just ADHD is the only thing they mentioned.
But that's really not enough to cage somebody, I think. Yeah,
so this might. I'm thinking this is a bit of an overreach.
Disobedient. I mean, how disobedient? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean. We're not getting the full story here, I'm sure.
I still think if they flesh this out a little bit, we probably would both go, you know what? I don't know what to tell these people to do about their kids. I mean, the cage idea starts to seem more and more practical, you know?
Right.
And you can't put a ball and chain on them or something, you know? Or I don't guess.
I get
most people don't have access to those things.
They chain them together like a chain gang.
Could do that. You could chain them to the radiator if you have one, or I mean, they're smaller, so you could chain the 2-year-old to just furniture.
I mean, if there were incidents like they just took off running and ended up like in a neighbor's house or something, or went tried to get to their pool, kind of thing.
Yeah, ran out to the road. And,
right.
Yeah, there's all kinds of danger you can get in. Maybe they live on a hill. You know, I mean, anything. Yeah. But damn, I mean, it's just there's all kinds of ways. A disobedient kid, when you go, don't touch these knives, he's going to run and fucking grab a knife.
First thing he's going to do,
going to kill the other kid. And people will be like, how come you didn't put those kids in cages or something? And is she any worse than Trump? Babies in cages.
So they do have a better lawyer. The lawyer's statement is, Miss Z is a committed mother and would never do anything to harm her children. The use of the word cage is grossly inaccurate.
It's just a structure with bars and a ceiling.
It's a playpen.
Prevents him from getting out.
Yeah. They had fun with it. It was a game.
Metal bars, as we say. With the, I mean, that's an industrial playpen. You know, a lot of times it's just a net.
at least he didn't say they loved their kids to death. So
we only love our kids to confinement.
They loved them so much they locked them up and kept them out of sight.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. Well, that was an interesting little interlude.
Thanks for indulging me. I appreciate it. That was Florida, though.
Yeah, that was Florida, but still, it's south, swampy. Yeah, the Florida's like our cousin.
That's, you know, Florida doesn't claim you, though.
No, they don't.
They don't say that. Louisiana's like our cousin. They're like,
Louisiana.
Stay the fuck on your side of the border. Do they border each other? They do, don't they? A little bit.
Not quite. Mississippi's kind of in the way there.
Mississippi but, always gets in the way.
Yeah, that's what they do. I don't know why they're even there anymore.
Somebody's got to be last in math.
Okay, so finally, here we are for Las Vegas, which is where Hackamania will take place.
Yes.
You want to get your tickets over at Hackamania. What is it? Hackamania.com?
Yep. May 32nd through February 3rd.
And so you get your tickets and you go up there and see Pat and Melton and Who Are Those Podcasts, Earl Skakel, and Ray DeVito. If you haven't been DeVito'd yet.
Oh, and Tukey.
And Tukey. Yes. Tukey, of course.
Yeah.
So have a lot of fun there. Get the VIP tickets and you can meet and greet and all that good stuff. And three nights of entertainment from these hacks. But Las Vegas has some troublesome people there, as per this story, where a Las Vegas woman allegedly killed carpet cleaner in random shooting while he was working. So let's take a look here, Pat. Well,
Jesus. That's Looks a Las like Vegas woman.
Well, she reminds me of one of my customers who's actually much attractive than her, but ruined herself with, you know.
In the Manson family, it looks like.
Tradition. For those of you listening, this is a severely tatted woman, at least on her neck. Does that count as a choker, Pat?
Around the eyes.
Yes. She's got, I don't know, a Superman thing with stickers on it.
Is that what that is?
I think it's the Superman symbol with thorns coming out of it.
I thought it was like a bug, like an insect, but I guess it is something else. And then it's just
I don't know what. I think it looks like an imperial crown above her other her right eyebrow. And then there's some bullshit there. I don't know if that's some Arabic letter or something. I think that's just a scratch. I could be wrong.
Well, the quality varies, doesn't it? Like the neck, sure, the left eye tattoos, you look and go, eh.
Yeah, those, whoever did these is pretty good.
The other ones are like prison, jailhouse tattoos.
Jailhouse tattoo.
This woman really didn't want that carpet cleaned, I guess, for some reason.
Word of advice, when you're getting a jailhouse tattoo, don't have them put it on your face.
Yeah, avoid the face. That chick has an expression on her face that I would say is, I would characterize it as unrepentant.
Oh yeah, yeah. She, again, it's just sort of like, oh, we're gonna do this.
Yeah,
because I shot some guy.
A smirk.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, a woman who, oh wow, Pat, we hit it. Served prison time previously.
For arson.
It was out on parole, allegedly killed a man in a random shooting while he was working.
Man, this seems like the most avoidable type shit. Like, what could you possibly need to kill a fucking carpet cleaner? Oh, he's la-di-da, cleaning the carpet, you know. And
yeah, he's just doing his job.
I mean, like, that chick just wants, like, I want to be back in prison. Yeah. They should just let you stay if you don't want, you know what I mean?
There's some of them, you know, yeah.
Just want to come, like, back. Don't hurt anybody.
Right. It was like the, I think it was the prosecutor in the Charles Manson case, when they sentenced Charles Manson to life, and he said, you're just doing him a favor because his only place that he functions in is prison. He can't handle the outside world.
Yeah. He's thoroughly institutionalized.
Yeah. So police responded to a shooting and said it found a male identified as 41-year-old Raul Cardoza near a van with an apparent gunshot wound. He died at the hospital. Cardoza was sitting in a van when the suspect, 27-year-old Kayla Allery, I guess.
Kayla Allery.
Allery, yeah. Allegedly went up to the vehicle and fired a shot, killing the man. Allery reportedly fled the scene on foot following the fatal incident. Oh my God, that thing was loaded. Oh shit.
Was there even an argument or anything?
Allery was checking car doors inside the apartment complex to see if they were unlocked before the shooting. Okay. Multiple people reportedly informed the apartment leasing manager, and the maintenance workers were asked to find the suspect. And this is before the shooting. So she's trying to break into places.
And they go, call maintenance. I would say, yeah, I'm not law enforcement. That's
what are you calling me for?
You call the fucking cops, you know.
Look what she did to the carpet cleaner.
They ought to be sued. That is a bad choice, you know. Like, yeah. Oh yeah, someone's bullshit. Trying to break into cars.
Call the police.
Yes. Where was this? Las Vegas.
This is Las Vegas. As maintenance workers, they showed up and searched for Allery. Two workers were inside a carpet cleaning company van outside the apartment complex. So he's considered one of the maintenance guys, I guess. That's when Allery allegedly went up to the vehicle and pulled out her gun. So the police lieutenant, Jason Johansson, this appears to be a random shooting of a completely innocent, hardworking human being who was here at work and was shot and killed doing their job.
Oh man, that is a really insightful statement.
Yes,
that appears to be that from everything we've just read.
It's good he cleared that up. They were here just doing their job. Yeah, you said that. And an estimate to clean someone's carpet sitting in their van.
Someone's carpet was sitting in their van.
Yeah, they were. They were doing an estimate coming up.
I get how much it. I'm saying, you know. Oh, I guess they were sitting there adding it up. Let's see. Okay, yeah. 82.
How much square footage is the...
I don't know. Just give her the price. I don't know. Whatever you say is fine.
Police arrested Allery. She's booked into the county lockup, whatever. So she's multiple charges, including open murder. Okay.
What's up with the
open? Well, it was outdoors, I guess.
With people a deadly prove that it's an open murder. Yeah, they see other people.
She's open to killing others. It wasn't, not just poor Mr. Cardoza. Yeah,
like I just want you to know it's not exclusive, you know. I mean,
right, no strings attached.
Yeah.
Assault with a deadly weapon, possession of a gun and prohibited person. That's right. She's in trouble because she's on parole.
She was prohibited as fuck.
Yeah, see how that works. Allery was previously charged with third degree arson, fourth degree arson, the whole nine yards, ownership or possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, obstructing a public officer. Okay, well, she's a piece of shit. They let her out, and
starting to see a little pattern of behavior there.
Yeah, I mean, what would be your first clue?
Wait, when was she convicted?
In September 2022, she allegedly tried to set a vehicle on fire. However, she was reportedly paroled in December 2023. So she was sentenced in between 14 and 36 months on each charge of the arson, the several charges of arson. And I guess
let her out in December 2023, just like,
right.
She had a gun
and she was obstructing a public officer. So I guess she got in a fight with
But just doing the math, you know, I mean, like she did. See, that was in September. She only did 14 months total.
Yeah. And as soon as she gets out, poor carpet man is dead.
I mean, what the fuck happened?
I don't know.
They she was up for parole after only 14 months of at least minimum. That's a minimum of 42 months she was supposed to do.
Yeah.
Minimum, you know.
Yeah. I mean, 14.
Minimum of 42. She did 14 months, and there's like, ah, you know, we got a lot of these fucking new Americans coming in here.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I mean,
what's the, well, she hadn't done that yet. She was burning shit, and I guess. Yeah, she was already had a record, I suppose, so she had the firearm, and then she apparently got in a fight with a police officer. It doesn't say she assaulted him, it says she obstructed him.
Yeah, it's not like open murder.
Yeah. And so, but yeah, she did basically nothing, gets out, kills a man for no good reason at all.
She tried to set fire to a car.
Yeah. And an apartment complex.
That's her specialty,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah, she likes fires. She looks like the type who really likes fire.
You know, fire good, but burn.
Yeah, but gun easy. So, she is.
What a fucking
Miss Las Vegas. So be careful in Las Vegas, Pat.
I will. I'll double check all my possessions and making sure my car is locked.
That, and if the carpet in your room is filthy, leave it be. Leave it alone.
Yeah, I don't want to get some poor guy killed.
Jeez.
How long do you think they'll lock her up this time? Maybe 16 months?
Yeah, maybe a year. Oh, wait, that was 14 months. So, yeah, 16. Okay, 16.
Roughly, I'm saying. You know, it could be. Like, I mean, maybe this isn't something that violates her parole, you know.
These days.
Unreal. And such an unattractive person too, you know. You could tell she's ugly on the inside.
You're seeing her soul. And the tattoo's really accentuated.
Yeah, I wonder what the rest of her body looks like.
Oh God, you probably, God knows, all kind of shit.
I wonder if put
on single. There. Well, you'll be in town soon.
She probably missed her old lady back in the fucking pen.
Yeah, let me get back with my wife.
Her wife's never been happier to see somebody paroled early.
She's oh shit.
Tired of scissoring with that bitch. She fucking crazy.
Oh God, not O'Leary. Oh well, there we had a little trek of some Louisiana crimes and a little detour, and of course Las Vegas.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
I liked all those stories. It inspires me, really. I want to find some good ones of my own and start talking about some of these crazy ass fucking stories. If you get something with somebody, you know, fucking a student, that's always good.
Oh yeah,
student fuckers and like you have dog fuckers. I always love those stories.
Oh, the dog fuckers. Yeah,
they're never normal. You know what I mean?
No. Look, cages might have something normal about them. Yeah. Fucking dogs, no.
I'm like a public defender sometimes with these people. Like, I don't know. Is that really wrong?
Did you see the look on that dog's face? Come on.
Well, no, not them.
Oh, the cage.
Yeah, only the cages. Yeah, not the dogs. No, I can't defend dog fucking on any level. I mean, least of all the erotic level. You know what I mean? Like, the fact you're into it is the biggest problem I have.
What the fuck is that?
Even if there's no laws.
Yeah, I know. I don't care if there's no crimes involved. I'm like, ew. It's like that clip you always show on the show. It's like,
oh, yeah. I fuck dogs.
Get over it. It's like, no.
And where I live, in the state I live, it's not illegal. Like, I don't care if you're breaking the law.
You're a disgusting piece of shit.
Just what is it about it, you know? What is it about?
I don't know. What sexually bored do you have to be?
You know, a dog's dick is like hairy all the way up a lot of times. You know, I've looked at the, you know,
I haven't investigated. I've stared at them.
Sometimes they could be, you know, anyway, it's not really the important thing. The important thing is it's on four legs, you know, that's anything on four legs.
That's not
out of the question. Out of the question. just like that, immediately off my sex list. I don't care if she just got out of a relationship.
Oh, yeah. I was like, well, you know, this one time I know.
Yeah. How lonely I am. I could be on a desert island, I swear to God, for
no
infinite time. And I would never look at that dog and, you know, let's do it. You know, what do you say? And not because it's cruel to the animal. People get all upset about that. That is the least of my concerns.
No. I know. It's a dumb animal. I don't know what it's thinking.
People kick dogs. They kill dogs. There's a lot of bad things that happen to dogs, okay?
There is something absolutely wrong with you. You're doing that. I don't want you around.
And I think the dogs have got a pretty good forgetter, you know, when it comes to stuff. Because they, you know, you can be pretty mean to a dog. He's still happy to see you sometimes, you know, whatever. A lot of times they don't even get what's going on, you know? I mean, like, they don't think of it in terms of, oh, my God, I'm being raped. Dog's just like, my ass feels funny.
God, he fucked me.
That was weird. It doesn't feel bad, per se, but... what's going on? Am I at the vet? Is this my, am I in a dream right now? Am I having a nightmare?
What? You're doing that?
This is okay. Yeah, well, you're done.
We do that. You got to sniff it first.
Food time. When's food time? Food time. Food time. When's food time? That's all they care about.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't, it's not cruelty to the animal, you know, it's more just,
no, it's the absolute abomination of the act.
Some, yeah.
I'm not thinking about the animal. I'm thinking about you, you disgusting piece of shit.
Yeah, and some of these people are like licking the dog's balls or something. I mean, that ain't cruel. That's just gross. I don't care what you clean them with.
Oh, yeah, people who let their dogs lick their face and stuff.
Oh, that, man.
That right there. I know.
When I was,
I love my dog.
I had a friend who did that. They had a little dog, a little house dog that would fucking lick everybody's face. And it's like they would just let it lick them all over their face. Like, dude, I just can't see that.
No.
That dog, even the shit you've seen it have in its mouth, you know?
Yes.
And it's a dog.
Dogs lick their own balls, their own asses, and they will eat shit.
Yep. Good night.
And on that note, thanks for being here, Pat. I think we learned a lot today. Yes. And for more crime stories like this, primarily in New York City, you can join Pat and me on the New York City Crime Report at censored.tv. And when you go over there to subscribe, even if you already are subscribed, you can use that promo code, Pat. Yes, by a staggering coincidence, it's spelled exactly like Pat's name, P-A-T. That's right. And you'll get yourself a discount, and you'll help Pat out over at censored.tv. And when you want to catch Pat live during the week, check out the 11 o'clock show on Rumble on the Pat Dixon channel.
That's right. Pat Dixon channel with no spaces. P-A-T-D-I-X-O-N. And yeah, I love doing that show. It's fun. It's sometimes I just feel like I'm doing too many different fucking things. But
well, you are.
What are you gonna do? You know, I mean, you can't stop.
No,
that full time dog fuckers show did not work out. It's just, people just won't watch a show called Dog Fuckers. They just,
yeah, I don't think so. I mean, on occasion, you could have a story. Just in any other show. Well, look what this guy did. Can you guess?
Yeah. You could even do it all the time. You just can't call the show Dog Fuckers. I mean, that was my grand experiment to see if I could have a show called Dog Fuckers.
Didn't you actually do a live show too? Come see the dog.
We were gonna. I ended up backing out of that at the last minute.
I have a poster outside the club. You know, come see Dog Fuckers.
Dog Fuckers live. Live Dog Fuckers.
Branding's important.
It's I mean I can kill my own fucking work without the help, you know.
All right, Pat, thanks for doing the show.
Thanks, man.
The views and opinions expressed during the Mr. Nelson Show do not necessarily reflect those held by RadioMisfits.com. So, any complaints and or comments should be sent to at Mr. Nelson on Twitter, where they'll be promptly ignored and or blocked.
Where do we draw the line? It's like age of consent, you know?
Yeah.
The age of cage. The cage of consent.
Yeah, the cage.